Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only 3-in-1 podcast.
1, 2, 3. On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Merrick Podcast. This is episode 119. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, as always, joined by the Mrs.
Hello.
Before we get cracking and off on the fun stories we have to share today, just going to let you guys know in advance, if you'd like to support us and the show, along with our daily vlogs that we're attempting to do again, we would love for you guys to become a supporter and support the podcast, support us. It helps keep us motivated, knowing that there's listeners out there who love the content and love the show and want to show support. So that's always a great way to go. More information about that can be found at patreon.com/TaylorMerrick. I'll also have it in the show notes for today's episode if you want to go tap on that or click on that, however you're currently consuming it, other desktop or podcast app. So with that being said, we have three stories to share, and in no particular order, we're going to have some fun telling them. So sit back, relax, grab a snack, bite to eat, something to drink, or if you're exercising or on your way to or from work, enjoy. So first story on the docket that we wanted to share today was which one?
Well, I can mention, I recently wrote a blog post. Yes,
ooh, blog post. Blog. You have a blog too? Everybody has a blog.
Well, I'm not as consistent with it as I want to be, but, you know, it's a place I like to go when I have to vent out my feelings. And, you know, the other day I was out driving around and I just keep seeing things with bikers that bicyclists. Specifically, not the motorbikes, but actual bikes that you have to pedal. It just amazes me how much people do not really know the rules of the road when it comes to biking.
I don't think they've ever had proper training. What do you think?
Well, if you were trained by your parents growing up, like I was, then yeah, you should be. But I guess nowadays people really aren't. And
do you need a license to drive a bike now, like you do for driving a car? Is that what we've come to now?
It almost seems like that would be what we would need, almost.
The ripe old age of 6, and here you are getting your first license for riding a bicycle.
It's just, what it is like a lack of common sense when it comes to riding a bike.
Okay, do tell. We're all ears.
Well, I see this a lot, where people are biking down the road. Either they're on the wrong side, or they're on the road, but what they're doing is they're not really paying attention to the people around them. And they go through stop signs, they just drive right on through the light, whether it's red or green, and they just do whatever they want. And not really noticing or seeming to care about the vehicles surrounding them.
Okay, that begs the question, are they considered a vehicle?
Well, I think they are if they are driving on the road. If you are on the road on your bike, I think you should consider yourself a vehicle. And you need to, as such, follow the rules when it comes to speed signs. Well, not speed signs specifically, but more like the stop signs and stop lights, for example. The other day, I was coming home from running some errands, and I'm waiting to turn left at a light. And what do I see but kids coming up the street? They did not have the right of way because traffic was going for me, but not for the people waiting to go next. And what do? They cross the road right in front of all these people cars, and there's cars going back and forth, and they're just weaving in. And then they go across the street, and now they're driving on the road in the wrong direction, and there's cars coming up right towards them. I mean, literally, if this kid, I'm assuming he moved, they didn't see what happened, but if he had not moved, he would have been hit dead on by a car.
Sweet. Well, we would have had one less person to worry about.
So, I mean, it was a small group of boys, like, not even teenage boys. They were elementary age, and it's just...
Well, they're kids. They're not that smart. They're stupid.
Okay, kids, yes. I grant that, yeah, they're kids, so they might not fully have, you know, they're probably still learning, but even so, what bothers me more is the adults I see that do it all the time. You know, that we'll be at a busy intersection, and I'll see some guy come up, and he'll look both ways, yeah, but then he goes right on through, not really paying attention to the fact that it could be a car coming at him.
Yeah, and you're on the road, not the sidewalk.
Yeah, on the road.
I don't know. I've just been hearing more and more bad stories such as, well, okay, this goes more along the lines of inattentive drivers or drivers trying to be attentive, but kind of unfortunately involving a bicycle in an accident anyways. And it's just, you know, here, I'll give you a general rule of thumb. If you are a bicyclist, and I've talked to other bicyclist people and some people who've run some popular podcasts and blogs, and they're kind of concerned for themselves, too, saying, you know, should we even bother riding our bicycles on the roads anymore if they're this dangerous? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, yeah, because first off, you have inattentive drivers, and second off, you have inattentive bicyclists. So my general rule of thumb, and this carries over for me being a pedestrian as well, if it's going to be me versus a moving machine that weighs several tons and is made up of gears and metal and parts, if there is an accident, I guarantee you I'm the one who goes splat first and the car goes off without a scratch. And it applies for any vehicle, truck, car, semi, van, any kind of moving vehicle, train. Mm-hmm. I'm fairly certain that when man meets machinery, machinery always wins. So I would rather not put myself in that predicament in the first place. I'd just be smart about it. So
yeah, if you have the opportunity, drive on the sidewalk. If you're riding a bike, you need to be on the sidewalk. Now, granted, there probably are areas of road, of, you know, stretches of road where there are no sidewalks. So yeah, you have to drive on the road. But if you're doing that, you need to be aware of the people behind you, people, you know, coming up around you. And if you have to, you know, make a turn or something, then you need a signal.
Yes, there are signals that you can use. It's called your arm.
And then, you know, just stop at a stop sign if you need to stop. Because sometimes there are people that do not in their cars stop in a stop sign. I have witnessed this so many times that, you know.
All it takes is to see one person bounce off a windshield and you're like, yep, confirmed to my suspicion.
So yeah, just if you're a bicyclist and bicyclist, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but if you are, please take precautions. I mean, there's nothing wrong with riding a bike. I wish I could do it right now, but it might
be aware and in the
current condition, I can't.
Yeah. Well, and in the situation you may find yourself in, it may just be safer to drive a vehicle, like a car,
but as opposed to a bike. If you're biking at a park, that's great. You know, you have the designated.
Well, I could see how this is going on as a long rant. How long was this blog post? Holy cow!
So yeah, you can read about it in my blog post if you want to look it up. I'll have the link in the show notes.
Well, segue perfectly into my story for today. My story is what happened earlier today is I was driving down the road, and in the oncoming lane off to the side, there was a cyclist coming towards me. He was just doing his own thing, riding his bike. I was doing my own thing, which was driving a car on my side of the road, and nothing was going wrong. I just looked at this individual. Now let me describe what I saw. He was riding his bike. I thought he had a cool looking backpack. The backpack reminded me of a triangular pattern of like teal, green, and blue. And I was like, that's kind of interesting that he's wearing his backpack in the front instead of, you know, on his back.
To me, that doesn't make sense to wear it in the front because you're already leaning forward. Why do you need the added weight?
You're encouraging yourself to pull forward more. Just put it on your back. Either way, you'll live. But, you know, anyways, so I'm like, wow, you know, this kid's moving. That backpack is bouncing up and down. I look a little bit closer. That was no backpack. That was his stomach bouncing. I'm like, oh, okay. Not making fun of slightly heavier individuals, but it was very entertaining. So, that gave me a laugh. That gave me a laugh for today and kind of restored some hope in humanity for me.
It reminds me of a story that happened I witnessed several months back. Not about a biker, but about a runner. I mean, it was just starting to warm up. We're still kind of dealing in the cooler weather.
Oh, earlier this year?
Yeah, earlier this year. Kim and I were going from a luau thing at the church to like a garage sale kind of thing at a school. Well, we're on the way there, and she stopped to get gas. As she's getting her gas, I see this guy come running up the road.
Like a jogger?
Yeah, a jogger. And all he's wearing was a pair of shorts and his jogging shoes, obviously. But the way he was running was so hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
It looked like he was bouncing. I mean, his arms were going and his legs were going, but he wasn't running.
He was bouncing more than he was jogging, so he almost should have just, like, leaned forward a little bit more and bounced.
It just looks so funny. Kim and I burst out laughing.
You know, I'm so glad we have these kind of situations in our lives where we can just laugh at it and take a break from the seriousness and busyness of human life and, you know, just enjoy stupidity or the oddity of it all.
I'm like, put a shirt on. It's kind of cold out today.
Put a smile on your face.
It was funny.
Yeah, so I think you had one more story you wanted to share before we wrap things up.
It has to do with the baby.
Oh, yes.
This last Sunday, we had our baby shower, which was really nice. We had a smaller group compared to the last one I was at, but it was good. And we got some really nice gifts, and I can't wait to dress up the baby in some of the outfits that we got.
Baby's all excited. She's kicking already.
But we had decided the week before that we were going to do another ultrasound, mainly because we really wanted to see her, but also to surprise everyone with some recent baby pictures. Well, so the Tuesday before, we went to the ultrasound place, and the little stinker, it took a bit to find her face first off, because she was wedged down in the left side of my belly. We found her, and I had to, like, flip on my side, but we could not see her face very clearly because her little foot was in the way.
Yeah, so there she is. We're trying to take a picture and her foot's in the way. And so the technician was like, well, we have to like x-ray through her foot just to get to her face. And I don't think this will be helpful
for photo-wise. So I was trying to move around and jump around trying to get her to move it. But she still wouldn't move it. So we ended up having to do a redo. The funny thing was is that, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of kicks and stuff, and now I know why, because of that little foot.
Yeah.
And the other funny thing was, in that ultrasound, too, we also noticed that she liked to chew on the umbilical cord.
Yay.
So we did a redo. After the baby shower, we went this last Tuesday, we went again. And this time, she was on my right side, but we were able to get some really nice pictures, and I was very happy to, you know, she's got such chubby little cheeks. It's just,
oh boy. I mean, oh girl.
I'm biased. She's mine, and she's so adorable. You know.
Yeah, and this time you're actually able to see the photos clearly.
So yeah, we were really happy because we got very clear pictures. And towards the end of the visit, though, then she decided to bring her foot back up at her face.
Yeah, she brought her foot back up, and then she was using her hand to hide her face, and she was doing all these weird poses.
That's what I really liked this time, was being able to see her hand. You know, just those cute little fingers. It just, you know, it's just
yeah, like, and it's your baby.
You know, it just struck me again, you know, just the miracle that, what a miracle pregnancy is. You know, it's bringing another life into this world, and just seeing her, she is a fully developed little human, and she's inside me.
It's kind of weird, but that's just how it works out.
But it's just amazing to know that, you know, there's another little life. She's not, I'm not controlling her. She's doing her own thing, and it's just, you know.
Yeah, she likes to do her own thing fairly often, which is kicking you in the left side, and you going, oh! And to which my reaction is, what? What's going on? What's the matter? And you're like, maybe kick me again. Stop it,
well,
baby.
Well, it's because it's getting harder. She's getting bigger and
she's
stronger.
Getting bigger.
So it definitely
well,
takes
we already had a conversation. I told her, little Missy, you're up to 3 weeks, no TV. kind of adopting what my brother-in-law did with his firstborn, which was revoking television privileges. Well, see how it works out.
That was hilarious, his story of why he did that, because I guess one time he put his hand on his wife's belly to feel the baby, and she went pow right into his
hand. And punched his hand, and he was like, oh, naughty baby, no TV! So, this is, I keep having a reminder, be nice to mommy. You know, it's not, you know, it hurts when you move around, but, you know, it's
hurt,
okay.
But it's also, you know, it's also just kind of a, you know, I'm probably going to miss it once she's out.
It's part of the whole thing.
So.
Part of the whole parcel of being pregnant, but seeing as how we're, it seems like we're more quickly approaching the due date than we are. It seems like you're going to be pregnant forever.
Well, I mean, yeah.
To some extent, but now that it's
like
August.
It was a while ago.
And she's due, like,
in October,
the first week of October. It's like, not much time left in the baby's room. To get ready and everything else to get ready, and then
it's
the
just
baby's gonna,
you know,
show up.
It's amazing that time seems to have flown by, but then also it seems like it has taken forever because it just seems like a long time ago that I was dealing with the morning sickness, and that's one stage I will not miss.
Oh yeah, because you're past that now and you're feeling so much better.
Yeah, just now dealing with her moving around and just being tired at certain points of the day where I just want to crash, but I have to work. So
yeah. Yep, I hear ya, but I can't relate because I'm a dude, and dudes don't get pregnant. Unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and you're watching some weird 90s movie where he apparently got pregnant. He's like, it's the baby, get to the chopper. It was really funny. It was very much Arnold out of his element, because here he is, big muff, muscular? Wow. I am getting great with words.
I think you mean buff muscular.
Buff muscular dude who models for people and goes in the big old Rambo films and action films and war shoot 'em up films and punches the living daylights out of people, and there he is. I'm pregnant. It's hilarious.
So yeah, it was a good week with getting to see our baby and can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, so we're excited. Were there any final thoughts you wanted to share?
No, just that's it.
That's it? All right, well, with that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us today. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button so that you can stay informed when we release the next episode. Trying to get it on a weekly schedule every Thursday evening to get it up and out the door. Also, be sure to give us a review if you liked what you heard. And if something in this episode made you laugh, be sure to share it with a friend. We'd love your support, not only as a listener, but also as a supporter. For more information on that, you can head on over to patreon.com/TaylorMerrick for more information. My wife is having a meltdown. She's laughing about something. I try to go perfect with this episode without one problem going wrong, and then this happens. I'm just... Have a great week, guys. We'll see you next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.